The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
We're going to look at Jeremiah 29:11. And there are probably lots of sermons being preached on this verse. Because of this topic, graduation, all across the country this month. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now it is easy for us older, more experienced individuals to say, yes, that is a good verse for young people. That is a good verse for these graduates. But as I'm preaching today, don't get caught up of thinking just about the graduates. Think about your own life and the plans that God has for each and every one of you. And God has a plan for each of us today. God has a plan for each of us tomorrow. As long as He continues to give you and I another day, then He has a plan for us. And we need to realize that. Look at verse 12 there. God has a plan, but if you look at verse 12, it says, how do we know this hope? How do we know this future? God has a hope and a future for us. How do we know it? It says, verse 12, you will call upon me. If you and I want to know the hope that God has and the plan that we have, that He has for our lives, then we have to call upon Him in order to experience that. We have to be in a conversation with God. And that's what prayer is. It's us talking to God. It's us reading the scripture. It's us being in conversation, calling upon Him. We have to have God's perspective on our lives. How does God see us? Not how you and I see ourselves, but how does God see? What is His perspective? Too many of people today, we try to do it on our own. We try to fix things and work things out on our own. We look at your own plan, your own agenda, and we miss out, because we're focused on our own agenda, we miss out on what God is actually wanting to do in our lives. We miss out on the big opportunities, what God wants to build. So we have to have God's perspective. We have to call on Him. Verse 12, verse 13, it says, you will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart. So God tells us that He has a plan for us in verse 11 to make sure that we have a hope and a future. But then He says, in order to get that hope and future, you have to call on me and you have to seek me, and not just seek me, but seek me with all your heart. Seek me with all your heart. It's only found through a personal relationship with Jesus. That hope, that future that God has for you, is found in a personal relationship. So I want to look at an example of what God does in somebody's life through a relationship with Him. So we're going to look at David. We're going to use David as an example of how God works in someone's life to create the future and hope that God planned out. Psalm 78, verse 72. This is talking about David when David was king. It says, and David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them. So it's talking about him as king. He shepherded the people of Israel with integrity of heart and with skilled hands. In 1 Samuel, Samuel's talking to King Saul, and this is verse 13 and 14. Chapter 13, verse 14. Samuel tells King Saul, "But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people because you have not kept the Lord's command." So King Saul is going to lose the kingdom. His son is not going to follow him as king, but God chooses someone after his own heart. Well, we just saw that King David led with integrity of heart. It was a description of him as king. So God chose David because of the type of person that David was. Faithful to God. One that sought God. Let's look at David has described there in Psalm 78:72. It says he shepherded. Well, what does that mean that he shepherded? Well, we have to look at how what God did when he was younger. So look back and think back at your life of what did God do in your life when you were younger. First of all, David, his position, he was in charge of his father's sheep. So he was a shepherd. David was a shepherd of Jesse's sheep, his father's sheep. And God was developing him during those younger years to be what God wanted him to be later on in life. He was developing his heart during his time as shepherd. In fact, can't you see David out there in the countryside, sitting around, looking at everything God created, watching the sheep, guarding the sheep, looking up at the stars at night, seeing the rainstorms, because you just didn't leave the sheep. When it was raining and stuff, you had to stay out there with them. Everything about David was being created during his younger years. Romans 1:21 tells us that for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what he has made. So as David's sitting out there and he's looking at all God's creation, he's seeing God in everything. He is seeing God. Now let's jump to when David's a little older. We know that David was the author of many of the Psalms in the book of Psalms. Think about some of these Psalms. Psalm chapter 8, David praised God's name as majestic in all the earth. After gazing up at a night sky, David remembered back to when he was a shepherd boy, sitting through all those night skies. And he says, God's name is majestic in all the earth. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. How many times did David sit back and just look up at the sky? Some of y'all post pictures on Facebook and different things when you see a pretty sunrise or sunset or a rainbow, and you say, God's handiwork. Well, how many times did David see that and then turn around and write a psalm that says, the heavens declare the glory of God? Psalm 29, God's voice in a thunderstorm, shaking mountains and shaking the wilderness. David didn't get to run inside in the storm. He hunkered down behind a rock or in a little cave where he had the sheep corralled. And he sat there and he saw the lightning and he saw the thunder. And then he writes a psalm that says that God's voice shakes mountains. God's voice shakes the wilderness. Psalm 65 celebrates God's care for the earth, bringing rain, making pastures green, providing a harvest. David saw all these things and said, God takes care of everything. If God's going to take care of sending rain when rain is needed, if God is going to take care of the pastures and the harvest, He'll take care of me. Psalm 104, David writes that God's a sustainer of all life. He feeds the animals. He takes care of them. How many times did David sit there and see or maybe even help a little lamb be born because the sheep was struggling? How many times did he see it happen naturally and say, God does this. God takes care of all this. Psalm 148, David calls upon all nature to praise God. From the stars to the mountains to the animals, all nature, give God praise. So as a shepherd, David was learning from God. God was creating a heart in David that understood that God was in control. God was the one that needed to be praised. God was the one who can handle everything that we face. And as a shepherd, David also learned that the sheep did not exist for him, but that he was there for the sheep. Oh, that we had leaders of our country that realized that they are not there, that we are not there for them, but that they are there for us. Wouldn't we like to have leaders like that in our nation today? God gave David a heart of leadership, a heart of love for the people that he was going to be leading. His job was to take care of the sheep. David was learning to be a servant, have a servant's heart. God began teaching David these things when he was young. Even when he had the lowliest job as a shepherd. What has God taught you so far when you've been young? In your past, what is God teaching us? He took his responsibility very seriously. David embraced his role and sought to improve his abilities. I believe that David believed in his own heart that he sought that no matter where he was at, that he was going to be in the middle of God's will. If being a shepherd is where God put him, then he was going to do his very best and be in the very middle of God's will as a shepherd. And David was going to do his very best to seek God's will, to follow God's will, and to better himself. And as a shepherd, David just didn't sit around. The scripture says that he led with integrity of heart and skills of his hand. David just didn't sit around and watch the sheep play. He was always trying to maximize his day, do what he needed to do for the glory of God. He didn't underestimate the small things. A lot of times we despise the small things that we have to do in life. David didn't underestimate them. He thought the small things could be significant things at some time when the time was right. You see, David was out there, and as he was looking at all the creation, as he was learning, as he was observing the sheep, as he realized that he was there for the sheep, he was there to protect the sheep. Let's think about it. He's a young boy, teenage boy. If a teenage boy's got a slingshot, what you think's going to be happening? He's out there picking up rocks as he's watching his sheep, and he's honing his skill. slinging that sling, picking out rocks that he's trying to knock off another rock, picking out twigs or branches or cactus because he's in the desert area. He's out there working that sling because he knows that he needs to be ready as protector of the sheep. He needs to be ready to protect the sheep when the enemy shows up. So he's practicing. He's working on his skills. He is looking to where God could use him in the future. Now, we know that David, probably the most famous story that we could remember about David is what? David and Goliath. David and Goliath. Facing that giant, standing there ready to battle someone that towers over him. Now, how many of y'all think that David imagined himself as a giant killer? Did he ever imagine that he was going to be standing there in front of Goliath, between the Israeli army and the Palestinian army, Philistine army, not Palestinian, but Philistine army. Getting my time periods mixed up. No, I don't think David ever thought he was going to be a giant killer. Just like Ainsley and Ryder have no idea what the future holds for them. But God's been preparing them for something that they can't even imagine yet. David never thought he would be standing there fixing to face a giant. But out there while he was doing his shepherding, he was working with that slingshot. When he was out there in that shepherd, he took down a lion. He took down a bear. And he told King Saul, he said, listen, I've taken those and God handed those over to me. And God will hand this Philistine over to me. You see, David saw somebody going against God, going against the armies of God. I love the verse where David tells his brothers, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he's going to come up and talk bad about the armies of the living God? He took a stand. God was preparing his heart. God was preparing him to understand that God is in control of the future. And that when it comes down to it, we need to take a stand for God. Now, it's easy to look at Ainsley and Ryder and say, boy, God's got something planned for them. But what does God have planned for us today? Each one of us. What does God have planned for us tomorrow? What stand does God want us to take? Just like David took a stand against Goliath. Just like David used what he had learned when he was younger. What he had learned in his past, the events that he had gone through. What events has God allowed each one of us to go through so that he has prepared us to face tomorrow? You see, God says, I know the plans I have for you, to offer you hope in the future. We need to stay in contact with God. We got to call upon him. We need to seek him each and every day. Ryder, Ainsley, that's why the church said we want to give you God's word. Because you have to seek him, and that's where you find him, in the scriptures. We seek God, and we never know how he's going to use us. You don't know what God has. There may be a giant out there tomorrow waiting for you to stand up against him. There may be a situation that somebody needs you to help them with in their life because God has allowed you to go through something similar, and so that you and I might be somebody they can talk to. You might be able to help them in their time, in their trial. God may be calling you to step out and do something you can't even imagine. I've never even thought that you would be doing. But if He lays it on your heart, if you hear His call and you just can't stand it anymore. I just can't stand. I'm not going to sit here and let that giant talk about us anymore like that. I'll take a stand. Whatever God's plan is for you, we need to be ready to step out. Pick up whatever we need. In David's case, it was some rocks. Whatever we need. And let's march towards God's plan. Good, bad, it doesn't matter. We'll have our best life if we're in the midst of God's plan. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You so much for loving us. Lord, I just ask that You would always allow us the opportunity to look to Your will, to seek Your will, to seek You, and know the hope and the future that You have for each one of us. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be their day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ are about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.